Greg Bell says the state's decision on Medicaid expansion will really be decided by the Utah legislature.
The governor has the legal right to decide to expand Medicaid. However, it has fiscal implications. So as a practical matter, the legislature has to finance this. So he's not just going to go out as a sole actor and say, I'm going to do this without support in the legislature.
If Utah decides to offer Medicaid coverage to all adults up to 138% of the poverty level, the federal government will pick up the full cost of that expansion through 2016 and then pay 90% of the costs after that. But conservative Utah leaders have said they're wary of federal spending and worried Washington may not be able to keep that promise down the road. Bell says realistically, the legislature will not approve of a full Medicaid expansion. But the Utah Hospital Association is endorsing a unique hybrid solution, which will still ensure that all Utahns have access to health coverage. Bell says Medicaid should cover those most in need, up to 100% of the poverty level.
These are folks who a single person makes $11,500 or less. These are the poorest of the poor. It's part of the social safety net that we have, that we care for the poor. And there's no alternative for them.
The Hospital Association suggests that those with slightly higher incomes could use Medicaid dollars to purchase insurance in the private market. If the governor and Utah legislature were to approve this approach, the state would have to apply for a federal waiver. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.